Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Our guest tonight has been hosting a citywide outreach in Guelph for the last number of years. Joy in the Park is a day-long celebration of worship, praise, prayer, and unity, which have long been the vision of worship leader Michael Austin Harris, who is with us tonight to talk about Joy in the Park. But before we get to our interview, let's listen to Louder, the first track from Michael Austin Harris's CD, Glorious Kingdom. And now to our conversation with Michael Austin Harris. Good evening, Michael.
Good evening, Robert.
It's been about a year since our last conversation on Arts Connection. So let's give the listeners, especially some of those who might not have heard about you or know much about you, a little bit of background. When did your whole interest in music begin?
So my whole interest in music began very young. I grew up in a musical family, a family that loved to sing. Grew up with West Indian parents, Jamaican heritage, and they loved to sing. They loved to sing songs, loved to sing hymns. There was always a song in my mom and my dad's heart. So we used to gather together as a family every night for family devotions, and that's where I learned to appreciate music and appreciate harmony, and awesome memories just growing up. And I loved to sing as well.
When did you start, performing, singing yourself, even starting to write songs? When did you start doing that?
Started doing that from a young age. Probably by the time I was around 11 or 12, I was inside a gospel choir from our church, and we would go around to different churches and events singing. Also, of course, just involved in choirs and public school and everything, but our church really honed everything and imparted everything in terms of singing-wise. When I was in my late teens, I started to write songs. I heard some records and really began to ask God for the ability to communicate, as some of the songwriters I'd come to know could, and he began to bless me with that in my late teens. And just began to write stuff the simple songs to God, of worship, and it's just grown since then.
You were talking about listening to some records and that. Who were some of the songwriters that influenced you as you were starting to develop your own songwriting ability?
Some of the songwriters that influenced me are definitely Kirk Franklin. Growing up, Kirk Franklin, BB and CC, some of their songs. And when I started to actually write songs, I was really, really inspired by guys like Chris Rice, Amy Grant, some of the worship songwriters, Robin Mark, and different worship artists. But so really eclectic mix. Mm-hmm. I grew up with an eclectic mix of music, and that's kind of stayed in my heart. That kind of eclectic mix of genre and music.
Well, when did you start getting into leading worship and developing that aspect of ministry?
Really started to cut my teeth in that, and I say cut my teeth literally in terms of, you know, I think worship leading is something a lot of people think that, I guess, it's easy or you can just do it, but there's really a learning process. And so really in college, I was in college, Christian college in Alabama, and I began to lead worship for our school, and, you know, went through some high times, went through some low times, but I realized that there was definitely a gift there and a calling there. And so it was during my college years that I began to develop and hone just the worship leading, the joy of really allowing people to connect through music and through singing with God and with one another as well.
Mm-hmm.
Worship is such a communal thing as well.
Were there other worship leaders that sort of were an influence on you and helping you develop?
For sure. One of the guys to really influence me was Matt Redman. A friend of mine came into my house one Friday night at college, and he said, "I'm gonna give you something that's about to change your life." And I said, "Yeah, right." And it was a Matt Redman DVD called Face Down, and absolutely powerful. Just the teaching on there, the actual worship recording that he had. So he's always been one of the worship leaders that I've really been inspired by. And also Morris Chapman, he's a songwriter and worship leader, and I had the opportunity to meet and connect with him in college, and he really imparted some wisdom to me and some other young worship leaders at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then been impacted, of course, by other worship artists in the genre, with Michael W. Smith and different guys and women who are, you know, leading the body of Christ into a worship.
How would you say your style as a worship leader has changed from when you started to where you are now?
That's an awesome question. I think that I guess my style is more varied. There's more of a kingdom kind of, I would say, mix in terms of where it's just the ability to go into different spaces, different congregations, different arenas, and, you know, gauge in terms of what might be needed for this evening. Looking at a crowd and seeing the demographic, and just trying to be spirit led in terms of, you know, what kind of songs, what style of songs would be best used in order to facilitate a time of corporate worship. So mm-hmm. Definitely learned a lot about mixing it up and being pliable in terms of being in the Holy Spirit's hands, and mm-hmm. It's always a great experience, and it's always great experiencing new places, and I want to continue to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to take a quick break here, and then we're going to continue our conversation with Michael Austin Harris and talk specifically about the Joy in the Park event. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
my rock and fortress. You are my strength and shield. You are my light in darkness.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Yahweh, featuring Allie Matthews from Michael Austin Harris's CD, Glorious Kingdom. I'm your host, Robert White. We're going to continue our conversation with Michael. Where did the whole idea for Join the Park come from?
Awesome. Join the Park came from really a concept of bringing together the body of Christ under the banner of worship. I think worship is one of the things where we are unified, even though there might be, you know, different denominational differences, but the fact that we all worship Jesus, love Jesus, I think that's such a rallying cry for the body of Christ. And so Join the Park was conceived in that vein, that it would be a unifying event for churches and this area and Guelph and Kitchener and Cambridge, and that we'd be able to come together for an afternoon of worship and praise and prayer and just in community. Sometimes we're in, you know, different denominational structures or backgrounds, and we don't get to mix with others. And we really wanted to create a space and an atmosphere where that could happen.
Well, how long has it been going?
So it's been going since 2013. We've had three so far. We skipped 1 year, but we've had three so far. And since 2013, we had our first one.
Mm-hmm. So how would you say, like, from the first one to the last one that you had, what has changed in those intervening years?
Awesome. I think what happened is we became very... eclectic in terms of getting a good mix of worship styles and experiences going. Last year was just amazing. We had baptisms in the park, which was an amazing experience, and there was just a wider variety of people. So each year it's just grown incrementally, and we've seen different churches now taking part and different church music worship teams, especially, have come and taken part. And I think it's a great platform for church worship teams just to come and to let their hair down and, mm-hmm. And not worry about maybe time constraints and stuff, but just, you know, feel free to lead the body of worship. And so it's been great.
Well, who are some of the people that are and some of the churches that are taking part this year?
Awesome. So we have Church of the City in Guelph that will be there, their worship team. We have Justin Sitzma, pastor from Lakeside Downtown, who will be there and leading worship. We have K Kingdom Life Fellowship, and myself and Therese Vassal Bowen will be there leading worship, and David Wilkinson from Life Spring Fellowship in Waterloo will be coming out as well. And then there's a couple worship leaders from churches in Hamilton and Brampton as well, who will be coming by and bringing some of their congregations to come out, and so we can all worship God together.
So it's spread even just out, not just in Guelph now. It's even spread to churches outside of Guelph that are taking part.
For sure, we had a worship leader come from Brampton last year, Nigerian heritage, and he was so thrilled to not just to be a part of the event, but to see the diversity and the unity that the event really has helped to facilitate. And he said, you know, he's coming back this year, and he's he wanted to bring his church out to experience this, because it was such a really great catalyst for him to see the kingdom dynamic there.
Mm-hmm. Now, how much of a challenge has it been to get churches involved in this?
It's been somewhat of a challenge. I think any time that we, you know, we step out to do something to unify the body, there's always different things that you have to kind of, jump over and work with. So from the first year to now, we're thankful that there are more churches that are getting on board and more churches that are sharing about the event with their congregations. And so we realize that it's also a process. And we're thankful for the breakthroughs that we're seeing, for the pastors that are coming out and being involved throughout the day, and for the different worship teams that are now saying, yeah, we'd love to be a part of this. So we recognize that it's incremental in terms of how churches have caught on to it, but we're excited. We're excited about what's happening and what we believe is to come.
Well, other than the challenge of getting churches working together, have there been other challenges in putting this on over the years?
There's always a monetary challenge that has always been overcome. We put the event on for free, and we desire to keep it that way, just so that people even in the community, just hearing the music and in the community, can just come out and see what's happening and be part. And we've had so many testimonies of people just coming out, just being inside the park and hearing the sound of music and coming by and sitting down and enjoying themselves. They never planned that for the day, but that's what happened. So there's always been a monetary challenge, but we're so grateful for different businesses and Christian business groups who have come on board and sponsored us and allowed to really allowed us to really ease that kind of a burden. And it's great to have that sense of community in terms of different businesses getting involved and saying, yeah, we're behind it.
Well, you mentioned the fact that it become as an outreach, you just get people wandering by who would never have even expected to see something like this. What have been some of the highlights that you've had over the years of people as people have come in and experienced joining the city?
Awesome. Well, we've had a gentleman who was out riding his bike, and he just heard the sound of music, and it was a bit of probably a half a kilometer away from where we were actually set up. I don't know how he heard the music, but he heard the music and he followed the sound of music, and he came into the park and he was just so thrilled. And he was asking about, what churches are involved, and he was just like grateful for that God encounter that he had unexpectedly. We've also had some of the vendors who've come out. We have free face painting during the day, and I remember 2 years ago, one of the face painters who came out, she was having a really tough time. She didn't realize that it was a worship event. She was having a really tough time in that season of her life, and she wrote us back after, saying how blessed she was, not just to participate as a face painter, but she needed that day in terms of to hear the music, to hear the gospel through music.
Wow.
That all, yeah.
In looking at this and looking at the challenges that you've had in that over the years, what keeps you motivated to keep doing this?
Love. love for Jesus and for all he's done for us, love for his gospel, love for this community. Guelph is such a music loving community and passionate music lovers in this area and around this area. A love for worship teams in terms of, and to see them get involved and to do something outside of the four walls of their churches and just do something publicly. So really it's a love, it's a compassion for all that God has done for us and for our church and for the churches involved with putting it on. It really is a ministry of love, because we know that we are sowing seeds. We're sowing seeds, and every year we have testimonies of what God has done on that day, and that alone just keeps us going, mm-hmm. because we want more.
Yeah.
We want more. We want to see, you know, just the gospel and the love of God really impact this city. And we believe that this one day, these few hours of worship are doing that in their own way.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had any negative feedback on about this?
There's always thorns on roses. So we have had not a lot, but we have had some in terms of in the past where maybe the music is too loud or this or that. But we're trying to always move in love and mm-hmm. to move in understanding and to but there has not been a lot. There's been a lot of positive, much more positive feedback than anything negative. And we thank God for that, because we want it to be a blessing to the community.
Great. Well, looking at our time, we need to take one final break, and then we're going to come back and finish a conversation with Michael Austin Harris. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
I see it rising like the dawn. I can see its embers glowing on the distant horizon. I feel it swelling in my chest. I hear a million voices singing, and they're leading me to rest. They're crying, freedom. Over Asia, yes, South America. Everybody's crying freedom. Day the kingdom
I see it rising like the dawn. And though the voices may be silenced, the melody lives on.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Freedom from the Glorious Kingdom CD by Michael Austin Harris. I'm your host, Robert White. We're going to wrap up our conversation with Michael. Give us the logistics. When and where does Join the Park take place?
Awesome. So, this year, Join the Park 217 is taking place at the Riverside Park Bandshell here in Guelph. It's going to be on Saturday, July the 8th, and we're starting at 11 a.m., and we are going to 6 p.m., and it's a free event, and there'll be some food vendors out there, and there'll be some things for children in terms of games for children to play, face painting for them, and inflatables for them, and it's always a joyous time, and we're just really asking the body of Christ to pray for this event, to pray for the kingdom to advance through this event, and just to do for God to do an awesome thing through joy this year.
Is there anywhere people can get more information about it?
Sure. We are on Facebook. If you look up Joy in the Park, we have a Facebook page, and that will give you more information. And we also have a website, joyinthepark.com.
Great. Well, Michael, thank you very much for your time tonight.
Thank you so much, Robert. I really appreciate you giving us the time to share about Joy, and we really appreciate all the ministry that you're doing for this city as well.
Great. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guest, Michael Austin Harris. And if you missed a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at artsconnection.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@artsconnection.ca. Follow us on Twitter at @SayLaw13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook, or check out the Arts Connection blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.